435-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Feed us with knowledge and understanding. Increase us, Father. And in the processes, I pray that you will bind our hearts together as a body, every joint supplying, everyone in their rightful place, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing scattered. Father, we ask tonight that your name be glorified. Speak to us as only you can. Speak to us. Transform us. Touch anyone that may be sick in their body, someone viewing this live stream. We just call forth healing, that it be their portion, your children. It is their bread. In the name of Jesus, we decree it to be so. We release it upon them right now. In Jesus' name, deliverance, healing, preservation, and soundness. This is their portion, their covenant right. Father, we release it upon them in Jesus' name, whether near or far. Father, for this we thank you. Now, Lord, speak to our hearts. Send us your word, the Rhema word, the Daba word. Lord, the proceeding word. Lord, the Logos, utterance. All of these things, let it be our portion tonight. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We continue tonight, this Wednesday night, in our series we've entitled Kingdom of the Kings. Kingdom of the Kings. We've endeavored over the studies in this series to establish the fact in our mind, it's already in our spirit, that we are kings. We've sought to some degree to describe and expound on what that means. And so we'll continue tonight. I've entitled this portion of our study, The Mind of a King. The Mind of a King. Let me give you some statements and then we'll go into the scriptures. But I want to start by saying a person cannot change, or let me say it this way, a person who cannot change his thinking cannot change his life. Let me say that once again. A person that cannot change his thinking, her thinking, cannot change their life. If we cannot change the way we think, and that's one of the challenges as we age, as we grow, there's a notion that older people tend to become set in their ways. And even if something ain't working, they'll still, you know, you tell them, you know, you need to go and do this. No, I'm just going to put this sock on my neck. And the sock ain't working. but they're set in their ways. But it doesn't have to be. You know, that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, that's a saying in the world. I believe that in Christ we can do all things. And if at whatever age, whatever station we are in life, we need to adapt a new mode of thinking, then I believe we can do it. Tell somebody you can do it. You know, when the Bible talks about be renewed in the spirit of your mind, it's talking about, it actually means in the Greek translation to think young. You know, as we age, there's a tendency to move less. And you can see nothing wrong with it. But notice the young person, their mind is here, their mind is there. And I don't mean somebody that's scattered. I mean somebody that's productive. They're thinking about things and they're moving and going. And I know as you age, you're less energy and such. But I believe in Christ and by the Spirit of God, we can change our thinking. When I come upon something that is blocking me and God reveals to me where I need to change, it's usually in how I'm perceiving something. or how you might even perceive a person. Amen. Amen. That's why the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who will strengthen me. Even the most difficult person to get along with in the world, tell somebody, you can get along with them. You know, I find in my own life, when I find it real difficult, unless a person just crazy, you know, they just crazy, you know, and there's no talking to them. But I usually find that contention comes from pride, and if you trace it, wherever there's some measure of contention where it causes a disconnect or dissension or whatever, at the root of it somewhere is pride. Amen. The Bible declares it. And I mean, the word is the gold mine. It's the truth. It reveals stuff, but it says only through pride cometh contention. You see, our strength is not in what we can do necessarily. Our strength, real strength, is measured by what you can endure. Amen. Amen. What can you take? Do you have a glass jaw? Or can you take it? Because if you take it, it's going to change you. And see, sometimes that's what it takes. You know, your experience is like mine. Those are the times where I've been changed the most, where God didn't move the mountain. He threw out a pick to me. I said, start picking. Huh? He didn't move it. So those are what really make us. They tend to make us. So if we're not willing to change our thinking, our life won't change. Amen. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. There have been times I've been on cycles. You know, you know, all of us have cycles in our life. And you got to the point where you wanted to get off that merry-go-round. Amen. If you got off, I guarantee you, if you could trace it back, it's because you changed the way you thought. Amen. God helped you, gave you grace to change the way you perceive something. Amen. See, it's not even what happens to us. It's how we perceive it. Amen. If I perceive something wrong that happens to me, I'm at risk of getting bitter. Amen. Or becoming so where, you know, I get defeated. But if I'm able to roll with it and keep my focus on Christ and always, you know, I'll say look for the silver lining, or instead of dodging the rain, you know, learning to dance in the rain. And when I learned that, and that's something that, tell somebody, you can do it. Come on, we can do all things through Christ who will strengthen us. But see, the thing about a king thinks differently. You know, it's hard to nail a person that says there's always a way. Amen. Might not be comfortable. You know, it might not be, you know, the way that we thought. But again, when we can relinquish that measure of pride and really allow God to be, you know, to form us and we become pliable, there's nothing can stop us. Amen. There's nothing can stop you. Amen? Okay, so let's take a look at this. A person who cannot change his thinking cannot change his life. Thoughts are what shape our lives. Amen. Now, as kings, first of all, must learn to think like kings. Okay, we must learn to think like kings. Tell somebody beside you, kings think different. They think differently. They don't think like the average Joe on the street, or the person on the street, or the one that's subject to everything. They think differently. They see differently. They, you know, they're sometimes growing up, they might be oddballs. They might be people that are nerds, or, you know, but they think differently. They think a lot of times, not that they buck against protocol or order, but they think outside of the box. Amen. Amen. They think outside of the box. Okay, so kings Understand, kings hold the keys to authority. Kings hold the keys to authority. We just looked at an example of Nebuchadnezzar, a crazy king. Somebody couldn't tell him what he dreamed. He go kill all of their family too. Because I can't tell you your dream. Killing everybody. But he had the keys to authority. Now understand the keys represent your kingdom authority. When Jesus said, I give you the keys. Well, look deeper into that later. But those keys represent your kingdom authority. Now in John chapter 14 and verse 12, and we're talking about the mind of a king. John 14 verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. This is Jesus. The works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Okay? Now, how do we express our kingship? Okay, you say I'm a king. Okay, how is that expressed? Is it me going around just telling everybody I'm a king? What is it? You know, I'm a king. You know, people will ask, you know, show me, or say, show me. Well, you mean king. But how do we express our kingship? Let me ask a question here. And this hopefully will put to rest some sacred cows or some thinking processes that need to change in our modern day, you know, 21st century lives. The question is our kingship supposed to manifest now or after we die and are resurrected?
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of our series entitled A Kingdom of Kings. Today's message, the mind of a king. The scriptures record in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Kings think differently than others. They see differently. A person who cannot change their thinking cannot change their life. Thoughts are what change our lives. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Being renewed in the spirit of your mind means to think young, to think creatively. New stages in life cause us to change our mode of thinking. We must begin to think like a king. They think differently. They think creatively.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.